Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to everybody in the YouTube chat. I didn't realize I was in the background. I was just, WB should have texted me, dog.
In the background?
You know how, like, when you go into the YouTube chat, you, like, hit enter, and then you have to hit, like, enter again? I was in the first phase of enter.
I never knew about all that. I just go into it, and I'm there.
Everyone should look at B. Mitch's hat. If you're watching on Monumental or on YouTube, show Ben Neil. Put your head down a little so people can see your hat's got
been
wings.
In space.
Beam is wearing an astronaut hat now.
So this hat is kind of like what you call them? Like, what's it? Elf on the Shelf?
Yeah.
And the other thing that you put in a different spot. What's the little thing they do when people travel with it?
The flat people.
What do you call it?
Flat. Like, you make like a flat
picture
of a person.
Yeah, this hat has been to space.
Beam is wearing an astronaut hat.
Yeah.
Shout out to the astronauts.
Yeah.
I need to get to Chow. The way you talk about it, I need to get there someday.
Bro, food is outstanding. Well,
Bishop likes it too,
right? Bishop about it. Bishop was telling me about it for like 2 years, and I kept saying.
I also believe you. I don't need to ask Bishop.
When he was telling me about it, I was thinking CHOW. And I was like, I've been to a lot of those restaurants. He said, no, man.
You're like squirrel stew.
But when I found out all the stuff they did during COVID, man, I had to go check it out.
Shout out to Chow and the astronaut that B. Mitch got his hat. Let's have a quick conversation around Sam Hartman, because I think a lot of this, I think a lot of the posting you see, a lot of the commentary surrounding Sam Hartman, frankly, I think it's just engagement farming. Washington has told you repeatedly what they think of Hartman. And if you want to say that signing Jeff Driskel and keeping Sam on the practice squad is an affront to Sam Hartman, I would say this. One, he's been cut twice from a 90-man roster down to a 53. He's been on practice squads now his entire NFL career, which means a team could claim him at any time.
Yeah.
He's been available, right? And I think a player can have value on a practice squad roster that goes 70 deep now that isn't just his ability to play this Sunday.
Yeah.
And I think, like, people are just.
And just because you're on a practice squad don't mean you're one injury away from playing. A lot of guys, they use it for development. And they may see a possibility of 2-3 years down the road, not 2 or 3 games down the road.
It's also a guy that had shoulder surgery.
Yes.
Like, not playing Hartman is not a surprise to me, and I don't think it'd be a surprise to anybody.
Anybody that pays attention.
Right.
And, like, this is the problem, and this is the problem I have with people that cover the team, and they're here all the time. Don't make a story. That is not a story that he's not playing. I'm being honest with you. It's not a story. But to try to make it into one means you don't pay a damn attention and you don't know what you're doing.
So, or you're just trying to generate controversy, clicks,
that's what I
whatever.
Said, making a story. If you cover this team and you're trying to make that out of make a big deal out of that, you are an idiot. Point blank.
Like, look at how the team has handled it. He wasn't elevated last week. They only had two quarterback stress. They just brought in Driscoll. Like, they're telling you they don't think he can play for them right now. And if you want to argue, then why have the roster spot? I think
it's not a roster spot.
Why have the practice squad spot, right? Get somebody in that could play. A lot of these practice squad guys are part of a long-term development, and I think with Hartman, he has a lot of value to the quarterback room. There's things he can do with that practice squad spot that still bring value to the team, or at least that's how the team sees it.
NASCAR, I told you I had the opportunity to go through some of the trucks and stuff like that when I was working with I do a lot of stuff with AAA. Some people have two cars and all these engines. There are certain teams may have a third car. But you know what? They're not anticipating that third car ever getting out there. Ever.
Right.
But they carried along. You know why? Because they got a little bit more money than the other squads. If it's about $200,000, I think it is, and it may sound crazy to somebody, but $200,000 on the NFL realm is nothing. They pay about $200,000 to keep them around. And if they develop into something later on, that's an investment worth doing. It's not like they're paying them $2 million to hang around. You get what I'm saying?
Right. And if you feel a need to have like this in-depth what is going on here discussion, I think you're coming from a dishonest place where it's like you're trying to just dunk on a guy that is probably working his arm strength back after the shoulder surgery.
And that's it.
Like, dude,
you know what
Colt McCoy said? Years. Remember Colt got wrecked in that title game, uh-huh. Bama, Texas, right? Years later, he said his arm was still working back from that shoulder injury.
Okay.
Like, the wrong kind of injury to a quarterback's throwing shoulder is a big deal.
But this is the difference, Jay. Practice squad can be used in multiple ways. You have a guy who can be trying to build his strength back and learn stuff. A guy may be a little injured, but he can work through it. You get what I'm saying? You don't want to put that guy don't need to go on practice on IR. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's the cheaper route to keep somebody around to see if they develop into what you think they could develop into. And that's the thing I think people have to understand. There have been many people drafted, many people have been signed to a team because the team thought they would develop into something. They may and they may not. And sometimes certain positions get a little bit longer time to develop than others. And then all of a sudden you find out the person is gone. The team has not, they don't have that luster anymore because they don't see the development. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I know they don't see that person as the person that can step on the football field right now and help them.
Right. Doc Walker joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.